Thanks for choosing GoldSeek.com. Radio is a trusted business and investing information source. Today's special guest, Kevin Kerr. Kevin Kerr, president of Kerr Trading International, is back with us. Welcome back, Kevin.
Good to be here, Chris. Thank you. And there's so much going on now with the EU. There's so much to talk about with Brexit and all the impact it's going to have on a lot of commodities, but especially the metals, precious metals.
We're watching that very closely here to see whether or not more of these dominoes start to fall in the region. And let's talk about the precious metals. Obviously, we've seen a flight to quality, a flight to safety. But at the same time, you know, we see global money flows and capital pouring into U.S. equities. They tend to be a bit more inversely correlated.
So we have so much going on right now. Of course, the dramatic vote in the U.K. that I really believe was unexpected by most people, you know, but not so unexpected either. In many respects. But so we have that going on. And of course, the election year, very uncertain here in the U.S., who will be in, Trump or Hillary, and what does that mean for the market? So we got uncertainty on that. And of course, all the violence and terrorist things are going on in the world. As you pointed out, key NATO and EU countries, you know, on the cusp here, Italy, very concerning. And Turkey, of course, was just gone down with the supposed coup that didn't actually end up happening. So just a lot of events that make markets uncertain. I don't think we've seen the flight to quality that we would expect with all this turmoil going on. And as you said, a lot of cash is flowing into U.S. equities, even at these high, lofty levels. And my little radar screen is telling me, you know, we're getting to that red line point. I don't know what that is. I'm not going to sit here and say this isn't going to keep going up. I really don't know what that point is, but it's getting on my radar screen anyway, concerning. You know, it's right in the yellow heading into red. In my opinion. So we got a lot on the plate right now.
No, exactly. And of course, it has been a solid year, as our listeners know and you're aware, for the yellow metal up roughly 30%, silver almost, you know, in the neighborhood of 50%. And the XAU was on track for a 200% gain from trough to peak. An interesting theme. Many of my top guests seem to think that this time it's a bit different. Do you think we've turned the corner on the metals for good, or will we be backing and filling for the next few years?
I think we've seen so much of that backing and filling and kind of this narrow range the last several years with a lot of anticipation that we would see a leg significantly back up. But I think we have a lot of elements in place that we haven't had up to this point, especially in election year here in the U.S. and with what's happening abroad. These elements are getting to a critical point and I think are driving a lot. Right now, it hasn't really grabbed hold, but as more uncertainty is piled on or more events happen, again, there's a lot in flux right now, but I see that we could see a significant rally from here in gold. We've based kind of here. We've been above 1,200. We've been, you know, in this range for quite some time. And now I think you'll see some new buying coming in that will really push this metal higher. Silver, I think, has been staggeringly ahead of gold, and I love it. But point is, I think we're going to see more flight to quality as these events ramp up, as we see what's going to happen with Britain, what's going to happen with Turkey, what's going to happen, you know. And as those events unfold, I think it's not an easy solution, and people are going to be looking for a safe haven, and they're going to take some of that money out of equities and move it into something a little more tangible and secure. And I think that we probably see that this year, within 2016.
That's right along in line with comments of so many of our guests. And we have a very accommodative Fed, at least as far as the precious metal sector is concerned. I mean, our pundits here tend to say, well, the Fed, the FOMC, the policymakers tend to be behind the curve. They let the rates lead them. This caught the markets a bit off guard. I mean, with the stock market hitting new highs, the unemployment level pretty solid still, you would think that they might put the brakes on, but they don't plan to do that according to the Fed funds futures for the next 12 months.
The Fed has been behind the eight ball for a long, long time now, and it started down this path for all of us of, you know, talking about rate hikes and actually doing it and seeing what the impact is from that. And we constantly have this conversation, and we're just not in a position to really move into a higher rate environment at this point. Again, as you pointed out, you know, unemployment levels remain high. A lot of the factors we look at, if we really honestly look at them, does not point to that we are anywhere near ready to raise rates significantly or to be on a path to do so. I don't know when that ends. We printed a lot of money. Well, I didn't, but the Fed did. We got to clean it up. And there's no simple quick fix. All those goodies have been used up. All the QE2s and all that stuff is over. So now we got to find a real solution, and that's a lot harder. At this point, I don't see what the solution is. I hope they have one, because I do not. My solution is to keep my assets in a secure asset, like gold, precious metals, silver, and diversify, and just be cautious, because anything could happen, especially in an election year. We just don't know what's coming.
No, it's an excellent insurance policy for every portfolio, and we like to call it the premium-free insurance plan. So on a forward basis, what curveballs do you see headed this way? I mean, obviously, you've talked about the elections. We prefer to steer clear of politics for the most part. Obviously, November will be a key focal point of pivot. Do you expect policymakers to continue sitting on their hands, at least until November?
I do. You know, we typically see that leading up to an election. Nobody wants to really make any decision. Nothing's really going to get done. Everything's going to kind of be on hold until the election. I mean, if I look through history, that's kind of what's gone on in the past, too. So, I mean, there's a lot of wild cards here, and I agree with you. I'm not going to get into politics, and when I'm trading, I keep my emotions out of it as much as possible. Of course, it's not always possible, and you do have to look at what is the public, what is the perception going to be? Perception is reality, after all. So, one of the things that concerns me, and again, I'm not going to say which I'm voting for or what my politics is, but, you know, there's concerns here about comments that have been made about the economy and the dollar on both sides, And some of them are extreme and obviously opposite of each other. And it concerns me because how does the market perceive that? What would happen if the dollar loses any more of its luster on the world market from some of these actions? And so we have to be forward-looking. I don't think we have to panic because nothing's done yet, but you know, the uncertainty that can create in the market leading up to the election could cause a lot of volatility and a lot of concern. Setting politics aside, but still looking at it, you got to look at the different scenarios and what they could be. But I don't think you act on them until November, just like Congress and the Senate isn't probably going to do much until after November, too. And everybody knows where they land and who's still in business and what's going on, what the truth is, what's actually going to happen.
Let's look forward and assume that the presidential election comes and passes without any major glitches or trouble whatsoever, which I might be making a big assumption here. What might be a positive for the precious metals? Could Fed officials lower rates, even consider more QE operations to increase stability?
Great question, Chris. I mean, here we go. We can start theorizing what might happen, what can actually take place. Obviously, we're going to get two different results with Hillary. Mrs. Clinton, it's going to be one eye, and it's, with Mr. Trump, it's going to be another. I'm just going to take a scenario, and again, politics aside, I'm not going to tell you who I'm voting for, but let's say, you know, Donald Trump has said we can default on our debt, basically, and I'm not going to quote him directly, but, you know, that causes a lot of uncertainty, you know? The dollar instantly losing credibility on the world market because we say, well, we're not going to pay this bill, you know? I mean, these kind of extreme comments, I understand it's politics, but they set the market askew a little bit. Now, Hillary said some of the opposite things, but also is volatile on what it might do to the dollar. And the Fed, we just don't know what they'll do. It's going to largely depend on who becomes Fed chairman, or if we keep the same one we have now, or what the policy is set by the new administration. So I don't know. I mean, if they were to back out on rates again or start a new QE program, decrediting the dollar even more, and just digging our hole deeper. I wish I knew, Chris. I wish I had that crystal ball. And you could say, November's coming. Here's what happens. But none of us know. And that uncertainty, to me, scares me more than the reality. Because people can imagine things and what might happen. And that makes people nervous. And they're going to be a flight to quality. So I know gold is still going to be gold, even if the dollar's devalued more or doesn't keep its luster as where it is. So, you know, the uncertainty drives people to safe havens. And one of those gold, one silver.
You know, the XAU and the precious metal shares certainly seem to lead these markets in at least many of the bull rallies, and that doesn't seem to have changed this time around. Do you expect shares to continue in, the next 3 to 5 years, a good opportunity for bullion purchases?
I think they're excellent, you know, and they've been performing very well and steady with good return. And I think over the next 3 to 4 years, you do see those ratchet up as well. But also not overly volatile, not huge rallies and not big drops, just slow and steady with the occasional move to a better price level. So I think you stair step higher rather than just shoot up in these markets particularly. Now, certain mining stocks are going to outperform others, individual issues And I think you really, when you're looking at those stocks, you really have to look at what their debt situation is and are they a candidate to be bought out or whatever. But, you know, all of that is going to be shaken out. There's certainly a lot of struggle in the energy and the mining sector. So, you know, you got to price that out, each stock individually. But as far as the, you know, ETFs, and the funds, you know, there's a lot of good ones out there, but the two you named are excellent.
I'm sure you'd agree that most of the shares have divested unproductive resources, reduced expenses, right, and gave me an excellent segue into the energy sector. And, of course, black gold has also experienced a revival from sub-$30 crude oil and continues to show some signs of life. Are you looking for higher highs in 2016 for oil?
We had so much oil sloshing around for so long at those ridiculously low prices. I mean, we got down to, you know, ridiculous levels that oil's still sloshing around. It's going to take us a while. Now, could we go higher? Sure. But a sustained price at that level, I don't think we're ready yet. It's just not, the market's not ready yet. There's still too much supply. As we wean down that supply, and if we can get more cuts in production, or, you know, OPEC and wherever else, you know, you'll start to see those prices stair-step higher. Unless there's a world event that could really drive prices higher, which I don't foresee, I think we stay in this kind of 40 to 60, 65 level for quite some time. But, you know, again, it just depends on how much and how quickly that supply is whittled away, that's on-hand supply, and then how much production is being made, you know, from all over the world. It's going to really depend on those factors.
Any topics that you'd like to leave with the listeners today?
Well, again, you know, I just want to always, and I always do, I, for myself personally, for our clients, for our fund, is stress diversity. You know, I think silver and gold right now are a very good flight to quality, if I especially like silver, and the XAU is a great way to play that, as you pointed out. You know, and to have that safe haven as a large part of your portfolio right now, I think is smart, because there is so much uncertainty right now. The dollar, after all, is a fiat currency, and we know what can happen with those. Anything's possible. But I believe that precious metals will hold their value or even rise quite significantly. Either way, it's a safe haven in my book right now. I've loved talking to you over the years. And, you know, we do advisory. You know that we write newsletters. We help retail investors in the commodity sectors, actually all of them, metals, energy, agriculture, soft commodities. We've done it all. I've been in the business around 30 years, and I've been lucky enough to work with some of the best in various markets. And then we do manage a private fund. We trade for ourselves, some of us. So kind of do it all. See what happens. We'll all be looking closely in November and see what happens next. But leading up to that, you want a secure safe haven.
I like it. I like that thinking, and I think you're right. That's the big wild card, as you say. We're going to look forward to having you back on Goldseek.
Thanks, Chris.
The gold and silver mining sector is red hot. Every investment portfolio needs precious metal shares. GoldSeek.com's top stock analysts have done it again, identifying the next solid gold nugget opportunity. Brazil Resources, based in the 8th largest economy with a mining-friendly reputation, almost 10 million ounces of gold reserves. Industry insiders are accumulating shares of Brazil Resources. The notable management team includes Chairman Amir Adnani, a rising star in the mining industry with a reputation for moving projects rapidly into production. Fortune magazine lists Chairman Adnani in the prestigious list of 40 under 40 ones to watch. Plus, shareholders benefit from the insights and backing of enigmatic Brazilian billionaire Mario Garneiro, CEO of Brazil Invest Group, the nation's foremost merchant and investment bank. And founding director, their São Jorge project is 100% owned with paved highway access, a nearby workforce, and a hydroelectric power source near the major gold deposits. Their next top project includes three deposits identified by major gold producers, plus their RIA project, which is a joint venture with Areva, benefits from a $10 million treasure map in the hottest address for uranium production in Canada. But the story gets even more exciting with their Whistler project, offering geographic diversification in South Central Alaska. To find out more about this unique opportunity, please direct your web browsers to BrazilResources.com. At Yahoo Finance, ticker symbol BRI.V. Remember, to ride the exciting gold stock run of 2016 and beyond, your portfolio will thank you for adding shares of Brazil Resources.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.